Masechet Pe'ah, Perek Zayin, Mishnah, Bet. We'll list a few more laws of Shikha that apply to trees. Mishnah says, Zayit shenimsa omed ben shalosh shurot, shel shene malbinim, ushkaho eno shikha. So the Mishnah here is giving us an interesting case. It's talking about an olive tree that is standing in the middle of three rows. So you have to picture, I'll send a little bit of diagram in the chat. You have three rows of three trees, and this is the middle of the middle row. So it's dead center. You have to imagine nine different trees, bird's eye view, nine different trees. This is the middle one of that entire 3x3 diagram. And in between each row of trees, you have a row. You have a strip of land that separates row by row. If you forgot that middle tree, enoshicha, tlakenzushicha, why? Because the only reason you forgot it was because it was hidden. It was hidden by the other trees around it. It was so in the middle and you couldn't see it from any angle on the outside that it's not considered to be shicha. Shicha is only when somebody forgot something because of forgetfulness. He forgot it. Here, it's not forgetfulness. It's not that he didn't remember to go to that tree. It's simply because he didn't even see the tree. Next part of the Mishnah, Zayit sheyesh bo sa'atayim ushkaho eno shicha. Like we've said earlier, if you have an olive tree that contains two se'ah of olives and you forgot it, it's not considered to be shicha. It's not considered to be shicha because it's so much. Like the comparison with it's not a bundle anymore of wheat in that area. Here, if you have so much olives, such a two se'ah of olives, a person can never really forget that amount. Now the Mishnah is going to comment on, we've said in the last Mishnah that any type of tree that has a reputation, has a shem, has a makom, or it has ma'asav, it does something different, something about it is distinct. We said that type of scenario, the tree can never be forgotten, can never be shicha. So bamed vadim amurim. So what do we mean by that? That it can never become shicha? Bizman shilo hitchilbo. Only in a situation where a person didn't even begin to harvest it. Aval hitchilbo. If he started to harvest that distinct, different type of tree, afilu kezayit hanetofa b'sha'ato. Even if you're talking about such an olive tree that drips when it's ready, drips oil, that it's so distinct, it's so special, that type of tree, ushaho. And you forget it? Yesh lo shicha. That type of tree is considered to be one that could have shicha. Mishnah continues, kol zman sheyesh lo tachtav yesh bo b'rosho. If a person forgets fruit on a tree, it doesn't become shicha until he finishes harvesting the tree and leaves. And he leaves. The Mishnah explains, what does that mean? Only as long as the farmer has fruit beneath the tree that fell, that needs to be gathered, yesh lo b'rosho. He can go up and get whatever on top. That tree, as long as there are fruits that fell down and are waiting to be collected by the collector, you can never have a shicha on that type of tree until all the fruits are gone. Once the fruits are gone from the bottom of the tree and there's nothing falling, nothing to be collected, that's the only time that shicha could apply. Rabbi Meir is even more lenient. He says, no, it can't become shicha until a later point. Rabbi Meir, oh man, mishitelecha mahabeh. He says, there was a type of person, a worker, who used to search for hidden fruits that fell from the tree. So it can't become shicha until this worker goes there and he does the second extra search in order to make sure that no fruits were forgotten. Only if after he leaves can the tree become shicha.